tough, man. It's tough seeing this whole thing, you know, transpire. I have no idea what's going on in it. You know, we just know it's our teammate. He's going through stuff. So, you know, we just pray. Yeah, pray for him. And I don't know what's happening in the case at all. Completely blind to everything. So it's something he's had to go through.
What kind of advice to a rookie, coming from a veteran like yourself, can you give to a guy like that who's going through some tough times?
Through what? Like what he's going through?
Yeah.
Ooh, man, it's tough. See, me not knowing the situation, I don't have any idea. I don't know what to even comment on, but I would just, you know, just have to, I don't know, you just got to surround yourself with people who's going to do the right thing. You know, that's what you have to do. You have to find the guys who's going to do the right thing and surround yourself with them.
Yeah. When you look at the whole thing, there's a possibility that he may not be back. I mean, that could be a possibility.
Yeah, we hope not. You know, him being our friend and teammate, so we hope everything turns out right. And this is hard. This is a lot for us to go through as well. We don't like answering questions about our friend going through this kind of stuff, you know. So hopefully, you know, this get behind him, and we don't have anything like this happen, because it's a distraction.
Nick, what kept you out today?
My shoulder. I got it beat up a little bit yesterday. So they decided to keep me out today. So it was no big deal.
Yeah. Super precautious, if this were a regular week, is it a little more serious than that?
Nah, it just keeps me out if it was a game or something, I'd be playing, no doubt. But this is OTAs, you know, so I'm just going to just work, just stay getting in shape, and that'll be it. But I'm fine as far as I don't know how long they're going to keep me out with this, maybe till tomorrow, maybe next week, I don't know. So we just got to see what the docs say, but it's not nothing serious that would stop me from playing.
All right.
I think they are. I think they're going to help this team win, man. Both of them young, eager to work. They listen to what we tell them, you know, so they're very coachable, and they're working hard, and they have some skills, and they're a couple of strong young kids, man, so they're ready to play, and we're excited to have them. All right.
How much have you talked to Johnny?
I talked to Johnny I haven't talked to him much. I talked to him like one time, like 2 weeks ago. But I know I'm going to have to call him today. But I haven't had a chance to talk to him. So I just know he's been going through this court thing and, trying to get that settled before, because he got to handle that before he can come back and play ball. So that's been his priority. So I haven't had a chance to speak with him.
Do you think you'll play with him again?
I hope so. I mean, I really hope so. I really hope he's innocent of the things you are innocent to proven guilty. So we'd love to have him back. I mean, he's a great friend, great teammate. So we're eager to have him back. So we're just going to watch the thing unfold like everyone else and see how it comes out.
As a vet, what do you like about this or dislike about this new schedule and the format of having last week off and kind of coming back?
What I don't kind of like about it is that it just prolonged it, pushed it back from us having a longer break after mini camp. So it shortens our time. But for me, it's kind of good. It gives me less of a window to get out of shape. So, that's why coaches set it up like that.
How big of a deal is it to be in the year two of Dom Capers, the system, just everybody more comfortable?
It's big, because now he added, we thought we had learned all we could, and then now he just added a whole bunch more. It's like, wow, there's more stuff to go in there. And so it's a lot. I mean, so we got the basics of it down, and now we're starting to tweak it and to do a lot of things better than what we did last year.
Brady said that he feels more liberated playing in the system now, more free. Do you sense that too?
Yeah, I think so. I think, but one thing he does, he allows us to play. Like, we have a lot of stuff, but once you learn it, and you can kind of roll everything together, and it gives us the freedom to play fast and hard. So we're getting it down, man. I'm looking forward to improving from number two defense to number one this year. So that's our goal.
Would you be surprised? I mean, that kind of injury used to end careers.
Okay.
Would you be surprised if he came back from that? Just a little bit?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Al'll come back. He'll be back. Because he's determined to come back. He's been rehabbing. He's been working. He looks good. He was running today. I'm like, man, he'll be back for us for the season. So That was just happy just to see him here and see him walking and running, because the last time we saw him, he couldn't hardly walk. And now it's like he's running. So, and then we have, 2 months to the kickoff of the season, and he'll be fine.